Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Peng Fei from Huazhong University of Science and Technology. My talk today is about rate-optimized Hessian index structure for persistent memory. First of all, I introduce the research background. As DRAM suffers from limited scalability and high power leakage, NVM, such as PCM, IRAM, SDRAM, and 3D correct point, is expected to replace or complete DRAM as main memory. MM has the advantage of low volatility, low standby power, light complexity, and it access latency close to DRAM, as shown in this figure. However, with the use of MM, traditional indexing techniques originally designed for DRAM become inefficient in persistent memory due to two reasons. The first is the hardware limitation of MM. MM typically has the limited cell endurance. For example, PCM has only 10 million to 1 billion cell endurance. Moreover, in MM, writes incur much higher latency than reads, hence, write optimization method for persistent memory. The second is the requirement of data consistency. Data are persistently stored in MM. Therefore, it's essential to guarantee the correct consistency of data structure in case of system failures. Tree-based and Hashi index structure are two kind of the most used index structure. Tree-based index structure are good for range A query. For pointer query, they have the lookup time complexity of average O log N. Moreover, tree-based index structure design for MVM have been widely studied, such as CGSB tree, MV tree, WB plus tree, LP tree, ORT and fast and fire. Those worker enable tree-based index structure to be efficiently used in persistent memory. Hessian index structure are able to achieve constant lookup time complexity, which has much better point query performance than tree-based index structure. Due to providing fast query response, Hessian index structure are widely used in memory system, such as memory database and in-memory kernel stores, like memcached and Redis. Persistent memory will be used as future main memory. However, when Hessian index structures are maintained in persistent memory, multiple low trivial challenges exist, which are rarely touched by existing work. So I now discuss what challenges we should address for design an efficient Hessian index for persistent memory. The first challenge is high overhead for consistency guarantee. To guarantee correct consistency of data structure, we have to order memory writes by using KTLM flush and memory fence instruction. The two instructions cause high performance overhead. Moreover, the atomic writes to main memory is small, that is 8 bytes. To avoid partial updates of low atomic writes, we must use the expensive copy-based mechanism such as logging and copy on write. The second challenge is performance degradation for reducing writes. The common hash scheme for DRAM usually costs many extra writes for dealing with hash conditions. So the write-friendly hash scheme such as PFHC and pass hashing are proposed to reduce the writes, but at the cost of losing excess performance of hash index. The third challenge is hash table resizing. It's essential to expand a hard table when its load factor reaches a higher threshold and an insertion failure occurs. Resizing a hard table needs to double its size and iteratively rehash all the items from the old table to the new one, as shown in this figure. So resizing is an expensive operation. It takes O(n) time to complete and incurs n insertion with KTLM flushes and memory fence. We then analyze existing memory efficient hash index scheme when they are performed in persistent memory. Bucket-tree cook hashing has good search and deletion performance, but has better insertion performance due to cost many extra MM writes during insertion. PFHC and paste hashing are optimized for MM to reduce writes, but at the cost of losing excess performance, and hence has lower search and insertion and deletion performance than BCH. Moreover, those hashing schemes do not consider the correct consistency issue and have better resizing performance. we propose level hashing that achieve good performance on all those metrics. Our proposed level hashing provides a rate optimized and high-performance hard tape structure, which achieve constant scale worst case time complexity for all operations and really increase extra MMM rise. To support cost efficiently resizing, we propose an in-place resizing scheme for level hashing, which only rehashing one-third item to expand a hard table. Moreover, we propose log-free consistency guarantee scheme to guarantee correct consistency of the hard table with low overhead. Next, I present them one by one. We design a rate optimized hard table structure via four design decisions. First, because in real world workloads, small KVNU item dominate. We set multiple slots per bucket, thus a single bucket can store multiple KVNU items. When accessing a bucket in the hard table, multiple KVNU items in the same bucket can be prefetched into CPU cache in one memory access. Second, we compute two hash locations for each item by using two independent hash functions to deal with hash collision. Due to randomization of two independent hash functions, the load factor of hash table is significantly improved, as shown in this figure. But 50% load factor is still low. So we further use a sharing-based two-level structure. Each bucket in the bottom level is shared by two top-level buckets. If a hash collision occurs in a top-level bucket, and there is low empty slot in this top-level bucket, the conflicting item is stored in the corresponding bottom-level bucket. By doing so, the load factor of hard table is significantly improved, as shown in this figure. To further improving the load factor of level hash, and more evenly distribute items among buckets, we allow at most one movement for each insertion. For an existing item to be inserted, if its corresponding two buckets in the top two level have no empty slot, we try to move away an existing item in the two top level buckets. If the movement fails, the new item is inserted into the bottom level. If the two buckets in the bottom level has low empty slot, we also try to move away an existing item in the two bottom level buckets. If the movement still fails, the insertion is considered a failure. But at that time, the hard table is already in a very high load factor that is more than 19%, as shown in this figure. In summary, this hard table structure is rate optimized since only 1.2% insertion incur one movement. It's also high performance due to achieving constant scale time complexity for all operations. For example, a search operation only needs to probe at most four buckets. Moreover, the hard table is memory efficient due to achieving high load factor by evenly distributing items among two level buckets. I now present our proposed in-place resizing scheme to improve the resizing performance of level hashing. The key idea is to put a new level on top of the old hard table and only rehashing the item in the old bottom level. As shown in this figure, this is the hard table to be resized. The top level has n buckets and the bottom level has half of n buckets. To resize it, we first allocate the memory space with double n buckets as the new top level, and put it on the top of the old table. We can see the level hash table becomes a three-level structure during resizing. The third level is called the interim level. The in-place resizing scheme rehashing the item in the interim level into the top two level. After all items in the interim level are rehashed into the top two level, the memory space of the interim level is reclaimed. After the resizing, the new hard table becomes a two-level structure again. And we observed that the new hard table is exactly double-sized the old one. Moreover, the in-place resizing rehashing only the bottom level of the old hard table instead of the whole table. The boot level only contains one third of all buckets in the old hard table, thus significantly reducing data movements during the resizing, as well as improving the resizing performance. Next, I present how we guarantee the cross consistency of hard table. I first introduced the story structure of a bucket in the hard table. In the open addressing hard table, a token associated with each slot is used to indicate whether the slot is empty. A token is 1 bit, its value is 1 for a non-empty slot and 0 for an empty slot. Because a token is only 1 bit, modify the token only need an atomic address, so we leverage the token to perform log-free operations. I first present a simplest case, that is how we perform log-free deletion. As shown in this figure, we aim to delete the kernel item kernel 1. We just need to change its corresponding token from 1 to 0 using an atomic address. The kernel 1 is removed from the hard table. Using the same method, we can further perform log-free insertion and log-free resizing. Due to the time limitation, we don't present them here. Please find them in our paper if you are interested. Now I introduce a tricking task, that is how we guarantee the consistency of update operation with low overhead. If we directly update an existing item in place, the hard table may be left in an inconsistent state when a system failure occurs. It's because the old item is overwriting and lost, and the new item is not writing completely. A straightforward solution is to use logging, that is first writing the new or old item into a log and then updating the old item in place. However, this solution is expensive. To improve the update performance, we propose an opportunistic log-free update scheme. To update an item, we first check whether there is an empty slot in the bucket storage the old item. If yes, we can perform log-free update. For example, in the left figure, to update the kernel 1, we find there are 2 empty slots in this bucket. We first write the new kernel 1 into an empty slot. If a system crash occurs in this time, it does not matter since the token of the new kernel 1 is still 0. And the token and this slot is still available when the system is recovered. We then modify the 2 tokens in the same time within an atomic address. Since the token area is smaller than 8 bytes, modified token area can use an atomic address. Therefore, we don't use login to perform updates. We also evaluate the opportunity that we can perform log-free updates, as shown in this figure. We find the probability is very high, especially when the hard table is in a low load factor. Next, I present our performance evaluation. We evaluate the performance of level hashing both in real-world DRAM and simulated PM platforms. We compare level hashing with BCH, PFHT, and PASS hashing. In persistent memory, we implement their persistent version using our proposed log-free constant guarantee scheme for fair comparisons. First, I show the experimental results of insertion latency. We observed when the hard table is in a high load factor, with the increase of the load factor, the insertion latency of BCH exponentially increased due to the iterative evictions. Level hashing has the best insertion performance in both DRAM and MM. This figure shows the update latency of different hash schemes. Since the update operation needs to use logging, the latency is high. By using our proposed opportunity log-free update scheme, the update latency is reduced by 15 to 50%. This figure shows the search latency of those hashing schemes. We observe BCH has the lowest search latency. The search latency of layer hashing is close to that of BCH due to achieving constant lookup time complexity in the worst case, which is much lower than PFHT and PASS hashing. This figure shows the resize time of different hard schemes. Due to using the in-place resize scheme never hashing speed up the resizing by 4.3 times. Never hashing is able to support multiple reader and multiple writer concurrency via simply using fine-grained locking. This figure shows the concurrent throughput of level hashing. We compare level hashing with the state of the art concurrent hash scheme that is NibCuckoo. Both level hashing and NibCuckoo use the fine-grained locking. We observe concurrent level hashing has 1.6 times to 2.1 times higher throughput than NibCuckoo. That's because level hashing local at most two slots for an insertion. But NibCuckoo needs to lock all the slots in an eviction pass. Now I conclude our paper. Traditional indexing techniques arranged design for DRAM become inefficient in persistent memory. We propose level hashing, a rather optimized and high performance hashing index scheme for persistent memory. Level hashing significantly speed up insertion, update, and resizing compared with state of the art hash scheme. Thanks for your listening. I'm happy to answer questions.
Hi, it's Ming Kai from Shanghai Jiao Tong University. Very nice work. And I have a question about the hash table resizing. So when you shrink the hash table size, is it possible that the keys in the old hash table is too many so that you cannot fit shrink the hash table?
When shrinking a hash table, we can put a lever on the bottom of the old hard table, and then rehashing the old top level into the top two level, bottom two level.
So you first hash the keys in the top level to the bottom level.
First allocate a new bottom level on the bottom of the old hard table, and then rehashing the old top level into the top bottom level.
So there can be a detector so that you know if the top level if the keys in the top level can fit the new bottom level, right?
Yeah, if you shrink a hash table, the cabinet item in this hash table must be very few.
Okay, thank you.
Edward Bortnikov, Yahoo Research. Do you support variable level keys or just fixed level variable size?
Yeah, to support the variable length cavity, we can store the cavity item outside of the hard table and store the a summary of a key and a pointer in the hard table.
Okay, and how about supporting in-place updates and deletes?
In-place?
Updates and deletes of the data. Can you only insert new items into the table or you can also support updates and deletes?
Yeah, in place update.
Oh, you do support deletes. Okay.
Yeah, this is in place update.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Wendan from UNIST. it seems to me the amount of write for the update is quite similar to the log. With the update with log. So did you evaluate the update with log and update without log? I think the amount of write between these log-free updates and updates with log seems quite similar. So did you ever evaluate?
Sorry, I cannot completely understand your question. We can communicate offline.
Take it offline.
Okay.
Thank you.